It takes energy to go to the next level, to be happy. It takes energy to go to the next level. It takes energy to be happy. Where are you leaking energy? Reclaim your energy. I am reading a book by one of my absolute favorite writers, Colin Wilson. This is the first non-fiction book I read in a month. I have put myself on a tree of knowledge withdrawal fast. I am breaking the fast with his book. The title is Super Consciousness, In Quest for the Peak Experience. It's a horrible title, and if I didn't know who Colin Wilson was, I would have never bought this book. But truth be told, some of the most important steps that have led me to connecting to Source I learned from him. What were they? Maybe the most important, said in my sloppy words. My will is the boss, and I am the boss of my will. The soul, the ego, my attention, are eager servants to my will. And what I am relearning from this book, although I am only at page 43, lol, is what makes people depressed, listless, droopy, and ineffective in life, and what could take them out. This is what this article is about. What could take you out of depression, listlessness, tiredness? No energy. You'll probably hate it. But there will be a tiny number of you who may get it, and will be, as a result, able to enter the same consciousness I have, at will. But if you are one of the 99% that will hate it, you will still get something. You will know what it is that you do that keeps you miserable, which is still a good deal, wouldn't you say? You will have a choice. Simply put, concentrating your attention for longer and longer periods of time will take you to the place where your power lies, where happiness and satisfaction waits for you. Now, I am well aware that this statement wasn't very useful. Why? You have no idea what is attention. You have no idea where your attention is. You need distinctions, and these distinctions do not come from the culture of the 21st century, au contraire, the opposite is true. I had a huge increase in energy when I moved out of New Jersey in 2000. Because I am the queen of distinguishing, I knew that the reason was because living in New Jersey, just living there, used up all my attention, all my energy, and I had little left, and even that I had available only in short bursts, so sustained attention was impossible. It's like, what can you do with 2 inches? The busier your life, the more time you spend in traffic, with other people, the less energy you have left for what is worth putting your attention on. Let me contrast two of my students, A and C, both intelligent professionals. But A has several jobs, lives with his mother, is exposed to many people, many opinions each day. His energies are dispersed, and he is, at the end of the day, spent, for what? The daily living. Fragmented, weak, and doesn't feel good about himself and his life. C, on the other hand, is a self-declared hermit. If she didn't check her email every few seconds, she would have enough energy to make it big in her chosen profession. But still, compared to A, she is an energy giant. Why? Because she protects herself from the energy suck of daily living. Let's see another example that is unfortunately more frequent than you would think, the cheap closure now person. He has the habit of administering himself little doses of dopamine through touching himself. Sensual pleasure. It could be any method, truthfully, video games, eating, daydreaming, texting, emailing, anything with instant satisfaction. Even judging gives you an instant dopamine boost. I used to be like him. My drug of choice was phone conversations. I was the person who was always answering my phone, but never got anything done. I was also chronically depressed. When I had a little pain, I would look for the fix. A visit to the chiropractor, a pill, something. I had the attention span of a fly, flitting from things to things, never finishing anything, always starting, looking for my source of dopamine. So, let's see how I managed to change enough to be able to manage a project this size and be happy, fulfilled, and well. As I said, the first move was to move to a quiet town, to a quiet neighborhood. To a dead-end street on the top of a hill. The second move was to slowly, deliberately cut ties with all the people who have counted on me to answer the phone when they called. This has taken me 12 years, but I now only have 2 persistent callers, and I only answer their calls every 4th time or less. If you allow the people in your life to deplete your energy, they will. Like vampires. Not maliciously, my guess is that they are dispersed themselves. They will find someone else's ears to use, don't worry about them. Your job is to create a non-turbulent, nothing is happening life. Disconnect from the weather. How? Create a distance. The weather will always do what the weather does, whether you are worried about it or not. Say no to holidays. Holidays expose you to all the bad stuff all at once. Years of growth, Years of effort go up in smoke during the holidays. Disconnect from your aches, pains, and even your emotions. You can start relating to them like the weather. You, truthfully, have no more control over them than you have over the weather. Ignore the gas prices, the ethanol in the gas, the political agenda, the presidential elections, the gossips, the videos, your pet cause. Stop volunteering for meaningless tasks. Remove all distractions. Pick only one teacher. Do not consider everyone who sends you an email a guru. Guru means teacher, and the fastest way to learn nothing is to have more than one teacher. Stop checking your email, unless you are in business, and have to read it. Start unsubscribing from places, if you don't need it, you should not receive it. Chuck your television, chuck your radio, they make money because you are not up to anything, so everything looks like something you could be up to. To be able to concentrate your attention, you need quiet. Coming to the connection calls will train you in concentrating your attention. Even better are the healing meditations. The Heaven on Earth in a Bottle, the 48 Bach Flower Energies, the energies of the 48 Bach Flower Remedies, will tame your emotions and your thoughts, but be prepared, first it will wreak havoc. Of course, for it to wreak havoc, you need to be committed to growth, evolution, and to learn to concentrate your attention. No commitment, no pain, but no growth. Allow for quietness in your environment. Learn to do nothing for a few minutes at a time. No thinking, nothing. Start reading. Books. Newspapers, magazines don't count. Not even my site. Books. On Kindle, online, printed books. Practice sustaining your attention for longer and longer times. Do not read if there is background noise. Stop when you find a word you don't understand. Look it up instantly, do not continue reading. Not knowing what the word means will take you out of attention, and the reading will be useless. Do as many or as little of these suggestions. Don't try to do everything all at once. Rome wasn't built in a day, and your ascension is not a crash job either. Oh, one more thing, control your sexual urges. Our most potent power source for attention is our sexual energy. Frittering your energy makes you a snowflake. Not a lot of power there, right? But, with each action above, you first create little clusters of energy from all the little snowflakes, and then from the clusters you will, eventually, create an avalanche of energy, the blissful state that is your due. You can do it. P.S. I wrote this article back in 2012. Not much has changed. Sigh.